charité, chérie, qu'on aimerait même. Pour qui ou a refusé moi, y a si belle amitié. Mon petit regard, ça c'est un vrai espoir qui fait m'émotionner. Oh, bah, mon petit regard, ça c'est un vrai espoir qui fait m'émotionner. Chérie, ou à pépini, moi, levez-moi à genoux, fais-moi grâce tout péché, moi. Fais-moi grâce tout péché, moi.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And thanks for joining me. And what we're doing tonight is we are having a show devoted to David Byrne. He had a great performance last night on Saturday Night Live. His American Utopia record is a terrific release. And, of course, it's been out a little while now, but he has a Broadway residency starting, and their live show is so incredible. He's been on the road now for over a year, and what I wanted to do is pay tribute to him. I think when I saw him the year before, or the summer before last, we didn't really do his music justice, and I think we're going to do that tonight. We're going to play from American Utopia on Broadway, which is this great record here. We're going to hear This Must Be the Place, Naive, from the David Byrne release, American Utopia, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Oh,
Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Nothing But Flowers from the Naked record, their last together, I think one of their last together as a band from the Talking Heads. Before that, David Byrne with Everybody's Coming to My House from American Utopia. That was a studio version. Talking Heads, Wild Wild Life from True Stories, 1986's True Stories. And we started off the show with This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody from David Byrne's American Utopia on Broadway, and so we're having a show devoted to David Byrne. So he has a residency coming up at the Hudson Theater, and I think at the other, I think it's two theaters on Broadway, maybe it's called the Broadway Theater is the first one, and he was just on Saturday Night Live. If you happen to catch that, I would recommend, or if you didn't catch it, I would recommend going to YouTube and checking it out. Those clips, he played Life During Wartime and another one, Toe Jam. And he was awesome. It was the whole band, and I saw them live summer before last, which is astonishing for me. I don't really see that many live shows anymore, but it was terrific over at the Bank of America Pavilion, or what it's being, I don't know what it's called now, whatever new bank it is, I don't know. Anyway, all right, so what's next is we're going to keep playing stuff from American Utopia. This is I, Zimbra, which the studio version appears on Fear of Music. It's a Talking Heads tune. This is the live version is on the American Utopia Broadway recording that we played from earlier, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
There was a love.
That's the Big Country from Talking Heads. More songs about building in food. And that's supposed to be an indictment of the South. Kind of controversial when it came out. As was Neil Young's Southern Man, which was on the After the Gold Rush record, which was just released, which was released last week, which is the 50th anniversary So it was released last week, 50 years ago. So the 50th anniversary of that record's release was last week. Anyway, before that, it was Who from David Byrne and St. Vincent from Love This Giant. Talking Heads, Cross-Eyed and Painless from the Remain in Light record. And it was David Byrne's Izumbra, a live version of that from the American Utopia on Broadway collection, which we've been playing and will play continuously throughout the night. Well, not continuously, but, you know, here and there. As that is the theme, David Byrne, he's a brilliant artist. He really is. I mean, it's just, you know, he goes outside, he does some weird stuff. He had some strange collaborations with Brian Eno, and I think he may have even done something with some other artist from the 80s. I can't remember. David, I think he was part of David and David, if I'm not mistaken. That's a big reach. But anyway, a lot of his stuff is pretty outside, but he can go back into the pocket and write some really melodic stuff, as we've heard, of course, the Talking Heads and a lot of his solo stuff. And we're actually going to hear some other tracks. This one from Here Lies Love, which is a collaboration with Fatboy Slim, which is a Broadway show that was on played at the Public Theater a few years ago. So we're going to hear a track from that later. But before we get into that, we're going to hear, this is a live version of Slippery People from the American Utopia Broadway cast version. And we're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
He's alright.
How do you know?
Cause I love all my
I don't know no games.
He's alright. Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. Stop.
All right, sax and violins from the collection, this great collection that was came out in the 90s of the Talking Heads' greatest hits called Popular Favorites, Sand and the Vaseline. That's actually a song that was, I guess it was recorded in the mid-80s. I think Sand and the Vaseline came out about 91 or 92, maybe even 93, something like that. Before that, David Byrne with Fatboy Slim. That was the collabo, whatever that was. I was referencing earlier with the song 11 Days featuring Cyndi Lauper, and that was from the Here Lies Love off-Broadway show at the Public Theater. Before that, Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere, a classic from Little Creatures, and then a live version of Slippery People from the American Utopia on Broadway soundtrack. So David Byrne's American Utopia was on Broadway already. They're planning on returning the whole package in September with shows going through January of next year. So this is how these things go. You have to plan way ahead of time. Of course, tickets are not available yet. I'm checking right now. But it will be back. So that's like a two-year thing where he's like doing this American Utopia thing for like 2 years. From when it first went on the road, last summer, but the summer before, so that would be the summer of 2018. And then it's kept rolling right in through 2021. So it's going to be like a three-year thing doing this, but it's pretty awesome. And there's also going to be a Spike Lee-directed film version of this, which would also be cool. So there's a lot going on. And, I mean, David Byrne is a brilliant guy, so let's support him instead of make fun of him. Terrific stuff. Anyway, all right, let's go back to this American Utopia on Broadway original cast recording soundtrack. We're going to hear this track, I Know Sometimes a Man is Wrong, Don't Worry About the Government, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I know sometimes a man is wrong. I know sometimes I do believe. Man is wrong. I'll be wrong until you're next to me. I know.